Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
General election coming up in November of this year, and we want to be part of the process here at ABQ Connect. We want to educate voters, educate the faith community, and educate anybody that's listening about who the candidates are, what they're doing, what's great for New Mexico. And today we're joined by phone by House Minority Leader James Townsend, District 54. Representative Jim Townsend, thank you for visiting with us today on ABQ Connect.
Thank you, Jim. I think it's an opportunity once again to share. We're up in the House of Representatives, what our opportunities are forward. So I look forward to it.
Well, you are gracious to spend your time with us. Tell us where you are in the state today.
Well, the state today, we just got out of the legislature last night, thankfully. Mm-hmm. We're back home in what I call the better part of New Mexico. For me, it's in the southeast part of Artesia. Fallen or tickled to death to get home last night. It was late, but, nothing feels quite as good as your own bed, and we were both tickled to death to crawl in it last night.
Well, we appreciate your time up in Santa Fe, and we're going to ask you a couple questions about that legislative sessions and some things that happened. But before we do that, I want to ask you about the new movement. You're the House Minority Leader. Of course, the minority politically in the state is the Republican Party and the representatives that are part of the Republican Party. There's a new movement called Respect New Mexico. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. It's a grassroots idea, a thought process. There are many people in New Mexico, both sides of political parties, that have said, enough's enough. Our kids deserve education, the future, our seniors deserve not to live in poverty.
Hey, Jim, could I stop you 1 second? I apologize. All this technology stuff is really wonderful, but we are missing about every other word that you are speaking. So I didn't know if you were on speakerphone or if you're directly on the phone.
I was, but I'm not now. Is
okay,
that
is perfectly clear now. So apologize. I want you to just start over because New Mexico is a movement. I believe I started seeing advertisements and social media things beginning on the 15th of this month. So, again, I wanted to restate. Tell us about what that is all about.
Yeah, we're excited about Respect New Mexico because it's the future for our children. We believe, and many people on both sides of the political spectrum have reached out to us over the last 2 years and just said basically enough's enough. We're ready for our state not to be politically divided. We're ready for our state to provide a future for our children. We're ready for our state to have a platform where jobs can grow, people can have careers, and they don't have to leave the state in order to remember in their minds how much they enjoyed New Mexico. We want them to stay right here in New Mexico. We want them to have careers right here in New Mexico, and we want our children of the future to flourish right here in our state that we hold dear. And that's what Respect New Mexico is about. It's about turning New Mexico around. We have been down long enough. Our kids have been behind the curve on education. Our seniors have been behind the curve on health care. Our veterans are behind the curve. We have had a millennial of outpouring of New Mexico. They're leaving our state because we haven't provided them an opportunity. Jobs are leaving. My grandkids are off in the Woodlands in Texas, and man, would I love to be around the corner.
Well, you have a very close-knit community in Artesia. I have been to a bunch of football games at Artesia High School. This is going to date me, but I remember back when you guys grabbed Bubba Jennings, one of the great basketball players in New Mexico history, and he was your head coach, and you put together a state championship in basketball, and you've always competed at a high level. They've always been really neat community events. I mean, your football stadium and stuff is packed. I want to ask you about how your community's doing, and COVID-19 really really harm that community, and that all entails jobs, businesses, and families. How are you guys doing down there?
We're good. To say that we haven't been hurt would not be a true statement. We have been hurt. I mean, we are an oil and gas agricultural based community. We have dairies, we have ranchers, and of course we have a refinery here in town. But with all of that said, we have many small businesses that have just been devastated. We have too much unemployment, caused by several different things. But, you know, this, as you aptly described, this community is close-knit, and we stick together, and we care about each other.
Well, and I know that you have fun together, too, because I have been there to witness it myself. And, you know, I know we're all just hoping that we can get back to having, you know, fans in the stands, and we can get back to having some of the sports. I know, you know, that's true nationally. That's true locally. But I want to shift gears now back to the parties. Jim, you've been in the legislature for a long time, and I know you have very close friends on both sides of the aisle with the same goals as to state what you said Respect New Mexico is about. What will it take for Democrats and Republicans to start working together in the legislature?
Oh, I think it's an issue that's going to require new leadership. It's an issue that's going to require not only tenacity on both sides, but it's also going to require patience, understanding, and the ability to sit and listen and care without trying to and just absolutely overpower the other party on a particular issue. You know, I said yesterday on the House floor, we had a three-hour debate on an issue, and many things were said in multiple ways, and sometimes the same thing is said in multiple ways. But I said at the end of the debate, it was a perfect example of taking an issue that should never have been in a special session and trying to cram it through. What we should have done is we should have had the bill out earlier. Both parties should have had the chance to have it legally vetted out, looked at what needed to be done. And I think when, you know, I see it over and over again in the legislature, when people sit down and really start sharing their hearts and their minds and get away from the political implications. You know, the legislature does a pretty good job most of the time. I get as frustrated as anybody. But when it really gets to heartfelt issues, there's a lot of times that there's work that happens across the aisle. Here in the last couple of years, it just hasn't happened. It's been politically divided. It's been hardcore politics. And when that happens, New Mexico suffers.
Mm-hmm. What are the primary issues, Jim, that are facing our state in this election? I know that we had a big budget, primarily a budget session that you just left. And I think that budget and the issues surrounding it are not going to go away anytime soon. So what do you see as maybe the critical things for New Mexico in the next 24 months?
Well, without a doubt, it is our budget and our economy. We have people hurting all over the state from Gallup to JAL. And we're going to have to get our spending under control. We're going to have to provide a platform for businesses to come back and grow and cause people out of the state to want to deploy capital in our state so that we can create jobs. You know, Jim, there's nothing that solves all of our problems better than good jobs. When mom and dad are both sitting at the supper table, They are involved in their children's lives. They are helping them with their curriculum. They're going to Little League game with them. They're going to a rodeo with them. They're going to the 4-H fair with them. When you get the family units back at the table together, working, and a whole bunch of respect comes back to New Mexico.
Yes, absolutely. We are on the phone this afternoon with James Townsend, District 54. He is the House Minority Leader in the State House. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the negative side of campaigning. We're going to talk about how politics has changed since Jim originally took office, and maybe a little bit about border security. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
At Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, we believe that children are truly a gift from God. That's why we open our arms and our hearts to children who have been abused, neglected, or abandoned, children who are hurting and scared. Although we have lots of love to give, caring also takes dollars. You can help provide a safe haven for these children by making a tax-deductible donation online at acchkids.org or by calling us at 898-5520.
In the spring, children's thoughts turn to creating wonderful summer memories. That's the case with your children and the children at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. The home was established to care for children who have been abused, abandoned, and neglected. Help them have the summer every child dreams of. Your donation of funds and gift cards to restaurants, ice cream shops, and more will make that happen. Call 898-5520. That's 898-5520. Or connect online at acchkids.org.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. The spring and summer months are hard on your car, and that's why Power Ford makes it easy for you to take care of it. Our routine maintenance and service costs less than most of the places that started off selling batteries, brakes, and tires, or the places that promise to get you done quick or in a jiffy. Allow the Ford-certified technicians at Power Ford to help you take care of your car. Each service includes a full sanitation and disinfectant treatment. All makes, all models, and you never need an appointment. Learn more at mypowerford.com.
Life can take an unexpected turn in your home or business by fire or flood. As a result, you may have mold problems. Let the experts put your mind at ease with a quick response from locally owned water extraction experts. They'll provide service within the hour, are available 24/7 for emergencies, and work with all insurance companies. Professional, certified, and friendly technicians are here to do the job right the first time. Call the experts now at 505-250-6500. Or visit them online at waterextractionexperts.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Special guest, House Minority Leader James Townsend on the phone with us. He is with District 54. He is a longtime legislator in New Mexico. Jim, thanks again for joining us. I want to ask you about, after all your time in the legislature, how has politics changed since you originally started serving New Mexico?
Well, my involvement in the legislature has been over probably 20 years. I have served, I'm going into my fourth term, but in my career, prior to the legislature, I had the opportunity to work with and view the legislature a lot. I would tell you that there's still a lot of good people in the legislature today. There was then. But there seems to be more radicalism. There seems to be more people that have more focus on, you know, political initiatives than they do their constituents. And it's become certainly more divided. And I think that's in both houses, and we see it in political races. But, you know, part of that, I think, is just because it's, you know, New Mexico has been meeting on 30- and 60-day cycles since almost statehood. Mm-hmm. And our budget has grown many, many folds. Our population has grown. And we just keep cramming more and more into a same period of time. And to be real honest, Jim, we don't do a very good job of it. We haven't added a lot of technology, you know, to be able to process that. Mm-hmm. And it's become, you know, the world around us has just become much more complicated.
Yeah. When you think about New Mexico, and you know this as we all do, we seem to be at the bottom of every good list and at the top of every bad list. And it seems like, knowing the people that I know, I mean, I was born here, lived here my entire life, out of this state for short periods of time, played basketball with a Christian ministry called Athletes in Action for several months. And it's about the only time I've been out of the state for a significant amount of time. But when I travel to other places around the country, I just see, I'm going to call them best practices. I see these communities doing different things that I think we could deploy here in New Mexico. And I'm just concerned that we don't have, and you mentioned leadership being something that was going to be really important. I want to ask you about a specific issue. I want to ask you about how the folks in southeastern New Mexico feel about border security and what they really think needs to be done to secure our borders.
Yeah. Well, you know, we live very near the border. Mm-hmm. Our community makeup is probably 50% Hispanic, 50% non-Hispanic. We never really think about, I never think about that in those terms. What I hear from all of my friends of multiple races is that's not what border security is about. Border security is about protecting our country. Mm-hmm. It's about stopping the drug traffic. It's about legalized immigration. It's about opportunity. We believe in immigration. We want immigrants. I mean, some of my best friends have come in from Mexico. That is a, but so you have to, people try to roll that together, and that's not the issue. The issue is about border security. Do you have a lock on your front door, and do you lock it at night when you go to bed? Why do you do that? You want to feel secure. That's the same thing that we think the border should be. There should be a methodology that is civil and honest and transparent and accessible to those people that want to come into our country and live by our rules. And we're open to that. But border security, this community in southeast New Mexico, West Texas, all the way over into Arizona, has been impacted by the fact that there is a lot of crime that comes across the border, and we don't like the crime part. We like the people. We like the cultures that comes in. We certainly like the food that comes with them.
Absolutely.
But we do want border security, and we want it to be where we, you know, on this side where our families are safe. And to me, it's just like locking the gate at the road when you come in at night or locking your front door. It's something we all do, and we should not think about it in any other way. It doesn't mean when somebody knocks on our door, we're not going to go open it and see who's there. But it does mean that that door is locked, and it's locked for a reason.
Yes. Jim Townsend, he is the House Minority Leader, is on the phone with us this afternoon, and I've only got time probably to ask you two more questions. So quickly, I want to ask you how you would challenge our substantial faith audience to prepare to vote, to find out about the candidates and get ready to vote in the general election.
Well, the first thing I would challenge you to do is to pray about it. I would challenge you to look at the candidates, not at the party. Look at the candidates that will represent your values, the ones that you walk by day in and day out, and ask your candidate if he's going to do that and hold him accountable for doing it. That's what we do with each other is we hold each other accountable. And when you vote for somebody, you're really putting your mark of acceptance on them. And you want to make sure that that person that you vote for cares about New Mexico first and foremost. He cares about the future of or she cares about the future of your children and your grandchildren. And they want to provide a place where our families can flourish. And I don't mean just survive. I mean flourish. I mean, wouldn't it be a cool thing if every time you saw your neighbor, they're doing a little better than they were the day before, and at least had the opportunity to do it? That's what I think all we all want for New Mexico, and I know I do, is I want New Mexico to be a better state. I'm tired of us being last. I'm tired of my children and my grandchildren moving off to the Woodlands because that's where their mom and dad have a better opportunity. I don't blame them. I'm proud they're doing so well. But, man, I wish they were closer.
Absolutely.
I wish they were.
Jim, I echo your sentiments. I have five children. Two of them are now living out of state, and I think soon that three of them will be living out of state. And I'd love to have all the opportunities you just described for us in New Mexico. Sir, I apologize, but we are out of time. You did such a great job for us today, so thank you so much for joining us on the program this afternoon.
You bet. Thank you, Jim, and thank you for what you guys stand for. And I just encourage all of those that are listening today to help us make New Mexico a better place.
Thank you so much. House Minority Leader James Townsend on the phone. Thank you again.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.